you have been teaching Sunday school since you were a midshipman at Annapolis. Why stay with it so long?
Well, my father was a Sunday school teacher before me, and when Rose and I went back to Plains, Georgia, a little town of 635 people, I just assumed my regular duties. I'm a deacon in the church, so is Rosen, by the way. And I began teaching just about 12 or 15 local folks in a Bible class, and eventually visitors started pouring in, and now we have between 200 and 800 visitors every Sunday who come to hear me discuss the Bible. So, and we have a very spirited exchange between me and the folks in the church, and that's what's on the tape is those discussions about the scriptures and how they apply to, you know, everyday confrontations in our own lives.
What do you think is the biggest challenge right now for people that you're dealing with, questions that come up at your Sunday school sessions?
Well, it's how do we worship the Prince of Peace and still have to confront prospective war and violence and hatred and killing all over the world, and what we as individuals can do about it. And also, how do we have cohesion or cooperation among the 2 billion Christians around the world when
sure.
almost every denomination is divided down the middle, arguing about different things? And what did the ancient prophets like Paul and Christ himself have to say about how we deal with these issues? So I try to apply the lessons from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, and the New Testament every Sunday to what's happening in the world today.
Well, you as a president dealt with conflict and division, and we've got that right now with the current presidency. Why do you think religion is such an important part of any presidency?
Well, I think it's an important part of any individual person's life. Most of us have some kind of religion. And the people that come to my church every Sunday represent the widest possible range of faith, not only Protestants and Catholics, but also Jews and Muslims, Hindus on occasion. We have a spirited discussions, and how do we apply what we know from our own scriptural beliefs into our present-day lives? And it's amazing to me how in every lesson that I teach, and I teach about 40 times a year, that you can apply those ancient scriptures into what's happening in the news at that particular week. So that's what makes it so exciting.
President Bush believes the war in Iraq is his mission. He's been criticized for blurring the lines between politics and religion. What's your take on it?
Well, I never do criticize President Bush personally. I think he's a deeply religious person, very devout in his beliefs. However, I do have some differences in opinion. I thought that going to Iraq in the war and abandoning the war in Afghanistan was one of the worst foreign policy mistakes that our country has ever made. But you know, I don't have any doubt about his deep faith and his sincere beliefs. And we try to discuss in my lessons every Sunday morning, how do we bring these different opinions together and form a common front to make the world a better place with peace and justice and humility and service and the alleviation of suffering part of our own lives.
Well, with the 2008 presidential election just around the corner, what advice would you give to the newly elected president with regard to Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, I hope that by the time the next president takes office in January of 2009, that we'll be well on the way toward withdrawing from Iraq and stabilizing Afghanistan, keeping it out of the hands of the Taliban, which is very doubtful at the present time. But the next president's going to have a difficult issue, obviously, in the Middle East. I've written a book recently outlining very specifically how we can find peace between Israel and Israel's neighbors. And, of course, this comes up every Sunday, and we always discuss it openly and without any restraint on what we say. So those are the kind of lessons that are on these discs or tapes, and that people can find out how each Sunday we can apply God's message in our own lives in a very fruitful and gratifying way.
One last question for you. President, presidents often are fodder for late night comics and Saturday Night Live sketches. How do you deal with all of that stuff?
Well, you have to put yourself above that or just learn how to laugh about it. It's a lot easier for me to laugh now after I've left the White House, I have to admit. But, but you know, this has been part of, I guess it's part of every human being's life. When you make mistakes or when you do something that other people don't like, you can't expect them to criticize you. You've got to just put forward your own beliefs.